What's up, y'all? This is Blunt Talk with Hoff
and Keith,
where we say what we want, how we want, and if you don't like it, oh well.
Oh well. Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, y'all? It's Keith.
And it's Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
Blunt talk. We had a blunt talk. Straight blunt talk. What up, though, y'all? First off, we want to say happy belated birthday to Keish. Keish's birthday was the other day. So we're going to say happy birthday to Keish.
Oh, you know happy birthday. Happy birthday.
What's up, though?
Nothing.
How was your birthday?
My birthday was lit. You came by, you dropped off the care package and shit.
Gotta show my sis love, you know that.
But it was really, really calm, smooth. I had a good birthday. I was, for a person that had to be inside, it was cool. It was right.
Minus the corona.
Minus the corona.
With no lime. With no lime.
Fact. So we was doing some, we got, all right, Friday, set up Fridays. That's the new shit. So.
You fed up with somebody, you want to eat them out, let us know.
You can send it in.
We'll help
you out. Anonymous. You could say your name. You could just say what's on your chest every Friday. Mm-hmm.
We're going to air it out. Whoever feel away, we're going to air it out for y'all. Just let us know.
Yo, I made this strawberry douce colada. Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm over here drinking Henny straight over here. And I'm about to smoke this sour. I'm going to be clapped in here. Somebody going to have to call an ambulance.
Bodgman Friday.
Fried Friday. It's a fact, though. But today, right, you know, we're going to talk about the bro code and the sis code. Right? Because I feel like a lot of niggas is throwing these codes out the window now. Like,
right, no brotherhood. No,
I feel like the code is being thrown. Nothing. I feel like these niggas are just out here doing a lot. Like, they just out here throwing their mans under the bus for some twat.
People
like,
still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was at an all-time high.
Because of the corona?
Mm-hmm. Niggas need something to lay up with. So, you know.
Mm-mm.
Niggas is doing any and everything to lay up. Golly, gee willikers.
Wait. So you mean to tell me bitches and niggas, but bitches is still throwing people under the bus to get sex? Like, how old are we?
Nigga said you don't even need a Metro card, I tell you.
Nah.
Get on that bus for free.
This don't make no niggas goddamn throw you under there for sense free to me. I'm just baffled, bamboozled.
And it be old kills. I be seeing niggas arguing on Facebook with old kills, like kills that they killed mad long ago that they man killing now, but they trying to throw salt on shorty, like, oh, you fucking with him, bro, you can't do that.
What the fuck?
If she a kill and your bro killing, bro, you should not go nowhere near that and say anything about that, what you did with her, anything like that, period. We too old for that now.
Mm-mm.
We too old for that. We live in Queens. We live in New York. We live in Brooklyn. We live in
everybody done. Some people live somebody in Bronx that you gonna bump into, like.
Exactly, my nigga. Like, nigga, just get out your feelings, my nigga. Like, feel me? Like, y'all niggas is sitting up here arguing with females because she talking to this nigga, she talking to that nigga. Like, nigga, calm down. It was your turn. It's somebody else's turn now.
This is ridiculous.
Like. Shit just be sad. Like, then you got, yo, it's worse when the females do it.
That's why I'm sitting here, like, I don't know if you can see my face, but I'm, like, shocked. Like, what? Like, first of all, there's some bitches that don't give a fuck. They gonna fuck who they want, regardless of how you feel. I feel like everybody should move like that. But to an extent, exactly. If you know that this was my person I was with for 9 years or 8 years or 5 years, like, you should, you know, get his friend, not him. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then at the same time, you want to know how I look at it? I look at it like the bro code and the sis code going to, if it wasn't your wifey or your hubby or your baby mother or your baby father. Feel me? If it wasn't none of those, kid, then they on limits, man. Like, niggas don't realize, like, if it was a kill for a night, if it was a kill for a day, that's it, bro. That's it. Don't run around. Oh, I used to talk to her. I know, bro. It was a kill. She told me that it was a kill already, bro. She's a kill now, right, bro. Like, just leave it alone. Niggas can't leave it alone because niggas be like, oh, nah, bro. You be wanting my old work. Man, fuck your old work. Man, your old work is my new work, nigga. Watch how I treat shit out, nigga. Like, fuck it wrong with y'all. Girls is the worst because girls will sit up here, right, and tell a whole lie on a bitch that a bitch never knew about. I knew a bitch my whole life, kid. I never knew she got hit by a car. You know she got hit by a car and her leg is is fucking prosthetic. What?
So now you can't fuck her because her leg might pop out.
Exactly. You got me looking at her limp different. Like, you got a limp? Like, because of what some other bitch said. But that's her homegirl.
But I feel like
that's her homegirl.
I feel like if you in the situation where that person's gonna let you clip, like whatever you heard or he heard, like that goes out the window. Like we already here at this point. We face to face. Like you still gonna fuck after I heard what you heard or like what the fuck? Like ain't no conversation. Like y'all already knew that there could have been a possibility that you had sex with somebody that I already knew.
Mutual.
Yeah, like
we got 128 friends on fucking Insta, on Facebook mutual. What you thought? We ain't know somebody together?
Right, and why people still talking on who they have? Like, that we all grown folks. Like, that should be like you paying your light bill and nobody knew. Like, your lights are still on, but I paid it. Like, all right, I clipped, but nobody got to know. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, a lot of niggas, right, they be asking questions because they need to know because they know that they can't follow behind certain niggas. Feel me? Like, I've had exes tell me that their current boyfriends or their boos or whatever like that, asking who they dealt with. And when they say Hoffa, they be like, oh, you can't be friends with that nigga. I really heard that shit.
Nah,
like, yo,
people do that shit
I can't
shit
be
too.
Friends with you because...
There's somebody that's like, it's people, like girls, that's been hitting me up. I'm not gonna say no name, bows and wings. I'm not gonna say none of that. But there's people that's mad confused why I'm not friends with them no more. Like, you don't think I'm first of all, I'm like a homeboy. You feel me? I'm more of a homeboy than a homegirl. Like, so niggas tell me all their business. Like, you think I didn't know that you was throwing dirt on my name just so you could clip that person? I don't give a fuck who you clip. Like, that shit don't matter to me. Like, I don't understand, but people just be mad confused. Like, why? Like, why you gotta be so old and doing shit like that? Like,
like, yo, he was gonna fuck you regardless, even if you said something about her or not, nigga. Like, I don't be understanding. Like, look, like, listen, sweetheart, y'all ain't fucking 17 years.
Goddamn,
it's an old kill. Leave it alone. Bitches be upset. Niggas be upset. I be seeing niggas beefing with their man about pussy. If you beefing with your man about pussy, that's bad. That's bad that you could beef with a nigga that you call your brother, a nigga that could walk through your crib, a nigga that could knock on your door, your mother know the nigga first name, know his nickname, all this shit, could sit up here and say, y'all remember when he had this or he had that, remember when y'all used to do this. If you throw dirt on a nigga like that for some pussy that you used to have, and she ran down on him, or even if he ran down on her, it wasn't your wife yet, nothing like that, bro. You're doing bad.
Yeah, that's where bad. Some codes need to be established. People really gotta know about that. It's not even about codes; it's morals. Like moral being, having morals,
morals.
The code. Like,
and niggas don't realize that for me. Like niggas don't realize you could pull your man to the side and have a conversation. If that's your man, he not going to take it no type of way that you ask him about somebody. Like, yo, bro, I know you used to deal with such and such back in the day, so I want to know what's good before I even touch down
on
that. And if your man gave you...
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, because, you
like,
know...
at the same time,
because a nigga might walk back over there and tell her, like, yo, you talking to my man, I this and that. She didn't want you to know, whatever like that. But I feel like, yo, if that's your man, that conversation you and him had should never come up.
I'm 50-50 with it because, one, I don't have to tell nobody who I'm about to clip. If I'm a clip, I'm a clip. And two, yeah, it should be some type of code, but I know in the back of my head, like, yo, I know this person that I'm cool with have feelings. Like, they used to vent to me about it. I'm not going to deliberately go, but I at the same time, I don't got to tell nobody who I'm finna clip. Like,
that's a fact. I'm not saying that you gotta tell
the
person.
Yeah, because some people be feeling like they gotta do it.
But some people be in their feelings. Some people be in their feelings with it. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if it's a chick that you know your man was head over heels from and shorty Back. Ran and shorty ran down on you, whatever like that, but you know that was your man old work, but that was his work, like, yo, bro, that's my shorty, like, this and that, blah, blah, and you talk to the nigga about it. If he run back to shorty and be like, you try to talk to my man, nigga, that's not your man, because, nigga, y'all conversation was supposed to be between y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's a female, bro. It's like, nigga, it's better off how I look at it that your man came to you before anything, before he even clicked, and you found out through the fucking grapevines. Because when these niggas find out, like, they'd be like, yo, bro, you could have came to me about it, bro. Like, nigga, niggas is bros, bro. Like, nigga, I don't want to be in an awkward place where I pop up with shorty on my arm and you looking at me with the dumb face, mm-hmm. like, for real, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't going to tell me that you was doing that, bro. Like, nigga, I ain't got no problem or whatever like that. But damn, you could put me on, like, so I won't be, like, ambushed. Like, you know, my fucking right-hand man walking in with my baby moms. Nigga, you got to let me know, sir, shit, bro. Like, nigga, this who you with? Like, let me know beforehand, nigga. Like, you ambushing me. Y'all walking in here with each other or lovey-dovey, happy-happy. Yeah. Let me know, nigga.
And you hearing me talking about how my baby moms is being a hoe. Whole time she hoeing over you and shit. Let a nigga know.
She hoeing with you. I'm over here talking to you, telling you, like, yo, bro, she be sneaking out the crib. She sneaking out to your bachelor pad, and you ain't letting me know. You got me in the dark, nigga. So now, how I feel towards situations like that, when a nigga overstep his boundaries, like, yo, just like I said earlier, when it comes to your baby moms or your ex-wife or whatever like that, for nigga, if one of your mans do not consult with you with that, now it's all right, cool, it's all outdoors, nigga. Your sister's a kill, your mom's is a kill, your aunt is a mm-hmm. kill. And if I was in the old ladies, your granny's a kill, bro. Like, but it's like, like, it's like that ass. Once you overstep certain boundaries, certain things is out the window now, bro. Like, nigga, you blatantly disrespecting me in my face by pulling up with my ex-wifey or my baby moms, and me and you was just hanging out earlier today. You could have told me you was pulling up with her, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I didn't even think you were mine. Bitch, you watching my son? Fuck you talking about who would mind? Like, you talking like, I need to know these things. Like, feel me? It's just like certain shit. It's just like with females too. Like, feel me? If that's your right-hand bitch, your fucking main bitch ex-hubby, and he run down on you, and y'all niggas start talking, whatever like that, nigga, consult with your bitch, because that's your bitch, mm-hmm. right? Y'all niggas cool like that, right? She should not feel no type of way. Or that you came to. If she feel away, like, yeah, I'm going to feel away that y'all dealing with each other, but niggas is grown. Niggas is going to do what they want, but I'm glad that you came to me as a woman instead of ambushing me with it.
Right.
Like, that's just how I look at it. Feel me? Like, we all grown. It shouldn't be no reason why you can't come to a person that you've been friends with for more than 5 years or however many years and have a grown person conversation with them.
Yeah.
We all grown.
Facts.
We all talk about sex and everything else. Why we can't keep it real with each other? Like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I like your baby mom.
Like, why people, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, why people get vulnerable when it comes to their feelings? Like, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. You should want to speak on it. Don't lie. Like, I'm not lying to no nigga or no bitch about how I feel. How I feel is how I feel. And it's either you gonna fuck with it or not. That's why I be talking my shit. I don't give a fuck if anybody agree with me. If you ain't gotta agree with me. It said, What Facebook say? It say, Keisha, what's on your mind? Not Keisha and friends. Not,
what's on y'all mind? Exactly, right? Not Keisha and friends. But niggas don't get that. Females and niggas don't get that shit. And then niggas be like, niggas be in their feelings. And bitches be like, bitches be in their feelings. Nah, it's not the fact about being in your feelings. It's the whole fact about respect for somebody that you call a friend. If you see me upset about my baby mom's nigga, and you giving me all that advice about, yeah, bro, you should work it out. But you in her DM telling her everything I'm telling you, nigga. And she coming back to me. Nigga, I know where it's coming from. I know where it's coming from. Feel me? Like, nigga, you the only person that I fucking noticed, bro. Why the fuck is it coming back to me? Nah, bro, wasn't like that. She hit me up and she asked me questions. Who you more loyal to, me or her? She asked you questions, nigga. You don't know, nigga. The fuck? Like, nigga said, she asked you we was at a party. What the fuck? Where the fuck we was at? Like, a party, nigga. The fuck? Oh, he said he was at your crib. Yeah, that nigga fell asleep right on the couch. The fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, it's a bro code and it's a sis code. You don't think if I call her friend gonna say, yeah, that bitch was on my couch snoring, fucking drunken bitch. Like, you need to take your bitch to a class. Like, that bitch gonna drag it out for her friend. Mm-mm. A nigga be so quick to try to think he could get some pussy out of snitching on a nigga that he going, yeah, that nigga, he was out with another bitch. He wasn't even with me that night. That's on God. Like, that's on God. I mean, like, don't get it twisted. I done been in situations like this where, you know, niggas done pillow talk and niggas done did whatever. And I've learned from it. For me, like, I'm not a pillow talker. Like, nigga, if your bitch a tree, she a tree. How you see her is how you see her, nigga. I'm not a nigga that's going to come to you and tell you that your bitch is a fucking treesh, nigga. You should know.
Right.
If your friends ain't put you on, if your friends ain't tell you she was a treesh, bro, and these niggas know, then that's not your friend. Is that your friend? If they let you wife a treesh, like, don't get it twisted. Everybody had their thought days. But then it's like somebody who's still going on with it, like, nigga, I'm 40 years old. I'm going to pop this pussy for any nigga. Like, nigga, and then you come out of nowhere and wife her and then get mad when niggas looking at you funny. She's a treesh, bro. You bugging the fuck out.
Y'all got some new words. The treesh? That's what it's called?
The treesh.
Oh, my God. I can't keep up. So, bro code and girl code is like a series of commandments that people of the opposite gender should follow. So... So
I'm smacking, you smack, trying to talk. It's just not working.
It's not working. Right? I think I'm developing a lisp tongue. Like, so basically there's do's and do not. So how do you feel about, say, don't become best friends with the jerk that broke his or her heart? Like, do you agree, like, that's a part of a bro code? Like, if my boyfriend right now, we break up and I'm telling everybody he's a jerk, I'm expecting my best friends and them to not talk to him. Nah, I can't live like that. If you want to talk to the nigga, talk to the nigga. But don't talk to him if you was never not talking to him.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It depends, because if y'all niggas wasn't friends from the jump and then, you know, y'all became friends when, you know, you and him became with each other and y'all, and you introduced him to her or whatever like that, or him, whatever, and then y'all break up or y'all had a bad falling out, the nigga do some violation shit, whatever, and you tell the nigga, like, y'all ain't fucking with him, he did this, he did that, he shouldn't talk to the nigga. He shouldn't. At the end of the day, that person's loyalty is towards you. Now, if you met in between 50-50, no matter how many years you had knew the person or whatever like that, but y'all both cool with the person, like, damn, both my friends is dating each other. I don't want to get in between. God forbid they break up and they be like, oh, nah, you still fuck with her. Nah, I can't do that. And that go for any of my friends. I can't do that shit. But if you start moving funny with me because I talk to this person, and nigga, you done basically opted me out of your life. Like, you told me blatantly without telling me. Your actions show that you don't fuck with me because I fuck with this person.
Right.
But as you shouldn't feel away because, you know, old friends are still friends with him. But if new friends is talking about, yeah, that's my bro, that's my bestie. Now you bugging the fuck out, bitch. You bugging out. Fuck you talking about? It's your bro, that's your bestie.
This drink got my mouth parched.
I ain't gonna lie, this weed got me stuck. I ain't gonna lie, I've been flipping the same bottle with nothing in it for like 5 minutes. But I'm flipping it on the bed. Like, that's why it's not standing up. Like, I'm flipping shit on the fucking bed.
Take it easy over there, Tiger.
This shit is punching. Yo, did you try the shit that I gave yesterday?
I was trying to smoke that shit before I got on recording, but this nigga playing the game. I'm like, let me go record. Like, I don't want to get stuck yet. But as soon as we finish off the air, I'm going to go roll that up.
Oh, yeah. Before we even get out of here, niggas who out here wearing gloves, right? And y'all touch... And y'all niggas just touching y'all food with the gloves on, then going in your pocket, then touching your phone. Yo, bro, you not clean. Not nigga, you dirty, bro. Like, you don't touch the handle, don't touch the door, then you touch your fries. The baby did that shit. I seen that dirty shit he did. But it's like, at the same time, Who cares? Like, niggas gonna look at him like, who cares? But let a regular nigga out here in the hood do it. They gonna call that nigga all types of slimes, dirties, this and that, this and that. So, I mean, like, nigga, that just go for celebrities and everybody. So, like, pay attention to the shit you do, my nigga, because you trying to fucking... What am I trying to say? You trying to sit out here and educate people on shit, but you fucking
backwards as
criticizing
fuck.
What the fuck you saying, criticizing the shit you talking about, nigga. Like,
nah. What,
oh
what
yeah, you gotta wear gloves. Gotta be safe.
What kills me is when I go outside the walk, Snoop, and I see a person in their own vehicle with a mask on in their own car with gloves on the steering wheel. I'm like, you in your own car, bro. You in your own car. Mm-mm. Like, looking stupid as fuck.
Like, nigga, you got gloves on in your car. Who else is touching your car, bro?
Like, today, you
done touched everything outside. Came inside and touched your fucking car, you dirty motherfucker. Like, you done touched everything outside. The door, your door, the dog, everything. Then your wife will hug on her dirty ass back. Everything. Then you go inside your car and you touch the fucking steering wheel. You touch the radio. Then you touch your fucking Uber app. Then when your AirPod die, you put the phone to your ear. What the fuck is wrong to you? I'm trying to smoke and talk at the same time. What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, why they do that for? Like, they just do everything and then put the phone to their face after they touch the screen.
Yo, whatever y'all Uber hear, I'm going, sorry to cut you off, but whatever y'all hear in my background, listen, I have no control of that. I can't afford a studio right now, and we under quarantine, so I'm not editing shit. What
you hear? Whatever you hear, you hear me coughing, I'm fucking smoking. I don't got no corona. I'm out here dying because of this weed. That's it.
You gonna hear somebody that singing Jamaican it. In the background? It wasn't me.
Everything. You might hear niggas outside partying. It's not me. Just where I live at, niggas be partying. They don't care about this quarantine shit. Them niggas is lit. It's Friday. Can't keep New York niggas inside. That's why they're not going to let us outside. Mm-hmm. Go inside so they can let us outside. Facts. You know what I mean? But nah, man. Like, we got to stop this shit. We got to stop pillow talking. Not me. Y'all niggas. Y'all got to stop pillow talking. I don't do that shit. That shit ain't good for your health.
What? All right.
Bro code and sis
like,
code.
Pillow talking, like, boom. Like, I ain't going front. Like, it'd be days where I would have a long day at work and then he would have a long day at work. And when it's time for bed, we would lay up and talk. But it don't be like sometimes I ain't going front. Whatever I see on social media, if that's the topic for the day, we going to gossip about it. But I don't.
As y'all should.
Like, but I don't seek going into. Yo, babe, did you hear about such a, like, pillow talking about other people? Like, come on, you're supposed to be clipping and fucking going to bed, like.
But a lot of people's relationships is built off of other people's relationships.
Facts.
They like to see other people, they like to see people going through it. Like, yo, they going through it? Oh, it's lit. I'm about to instigate this shit.
Yeah, girl, fuck niggas. Niggas ain't shit.
Mm-mm. Laying next to her ain't shit ass nigga. Right, he over there laughing with her. Motherfucker, you ain't shit as well. Nigga, the fuck is wrong with you? Niggas need to get their shit together, man. Like, yo, if you got a pillow talk to get pussy, kid, just stop.
You might as well go learn buy some pussy. Go on Amazon and go buy you one. They come in rubber. Learn. They come in all colors.
These girls is on live. These girls is on live, kid. They giving it up. Go and find you some $40. Yeah. Oh my God. $40 get you. And they might take 20 right now because shit low. Taxes is low because they didn't even know this shit was going to happen. They went out and brought everything they can't use right now.
Nobody want no corona pokey.
Nigga said, them $1,500 Montclairs is for nothing, sweetheart. You inside. Them Balenciagas, you inside. Right. Said no fool, you inside.
Somebody cash at me $5.
Oh, everybody gonna cash at you $5. You gonna make a meal. You gonna get the family deal at Boston Market. That shit like $60. Shit like $60 at Boston Market. Everybody eating good. Then you gonna forget the drinks. Now niggas gotta drink water. You forgot the drink. I'm telling you, man. Shit hard out here now. Shit real hard. Niggas need to see. That's why I tell y'all, get a job. Get a real job. I'm not saying not all jobs are fake, but get a real job, kid. Get a job that actually means something. Because when shit like this happen and y'all stuck,
I'm appreciative.
Feel me? Like, I might hate my job, but I appreciate that shit. Feel me? Because at the end of the day, I could be out home eating oodles and noodles all day. Nah, nigga, I'm going to work every day, maxing out, doing what the fuck niggas got to do. Cause at the end of the day, nigga. We essential workers, niggas need us out here. Not saying that our job appreciate us, but nigga, like, we still got to do what the fuck we got to do, because, like, who else going to do it? Feel me? Like, you got to think about it. You got parents, you got old folks, everybody in them hospitals that a lot of people don't even want to go near because they scared of catching that shit. Don't get it twisted. We all scared to catch that shit. But if you gown up and do what you got to do at work, kid, and keep yourself safe, you ain't gonna catch it. You keep your immune system, everything going straight. You take your vitamins, drink your vitamin C's and all that shit. Drink. You could drink tea. Gangsters drink tea too. I drink tea every morning. My nigga Yaya, he drink tea every day, all day.
He's a West Indian. He drinks tea and water. He's a fucking West Indian. That's in his blood. His blood is made of tea.
I ain't
tea.
Gonna lie. That's one of my favorite people. Yaya, son, that nigga drink tea and water. He don't drink liquor, and he smoke. That's
he
it.
Don't drink liquor?
Nothing else.
Oh, shout out to Yaya.
Hell no. Where Yaya ain't drink liquor like in 2 years. My nigga, like, he been on his workout shit, so for me, he had to cut back on certain shit.
Yaya gonna have to come on the show.
Yeah, I had to come on the show, get y'all personal training and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga right there, he be working out after this quarantine shit. Feel me? With Froy out of my nigga, yeah, he be on this grizzly in the park, all that.
That's what's up.
Feel me? But not me though. I do a couple push ups here and there, a couple crunches, kid. I go get a sip of some Henny.
When I used to play volleyball, I used to do my workout shit, but now I can't lift shit up. I can lift shit up, but I can't do no push up. Like, I'd be scared to do crunch. Like, all right, I'm about to be back on my shit. Cause I'm about to step out of quarantine looking like a badass giraffe.
I'm about to start selling waist trainers for niggas because this is coming at us.
Yo, what's this public service PSA? Public service announcement. When quarantine is over, every motherfucking person should have a fucking a talent, a trade, a new job they finna try, because we got too much time on our hands. You should either lost weight, you should know how to make wigs, you should know how to do nails and feet, you need to know how to do tape-ups and line-ups and shape-ups, you need to know how to wax.
Shit, some of y'all need to know how to read.
Some of y'all need to know how to read.
Need to know how to read.
Some of y'all need to know how to bathe. Everybody should know, and that's crazy, everybody learn how to wash their hands right now. That's disgusting.
Fucking 30 years later, you dirty motherfuckers. Yo, bro, you gotta wash your hands going down.
Facts. Like, there's something we've been taught.
How the fuck was you washing your hand since elementary school when they taught us this, bro? I was just wanted to put some water in my hand, bro. Fucking. I put some water in my hand, bro.
Yo.
That's it. Okay, but we on our 2 minute mark.
And everybody should be like, you should be a teacher. If you have kids, like, be creative. I seen a little poster board with a lady did for her kid to know his name and age and birthday and shit. Like, y'all need to be creative. The fuck? Teach your kids.
I ain't gonna lie.
Learn
some
your kids.
Of these parents, some of these parents is dumb as shit.
Why you think
kids?
I ain't a parent yet? I'm dumb as shit.
Nah, you're not dumb. Some of these parents is dumb as shit. I be seeing some of the bad problems they put online.
Nah, see?
Like, granted, like, you know, granted how the fucking school teach them right now is long, but they not in school right now. What I'm going to teach you in the house is what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All that carrying, hold that shit in your pocket, bring it out later and see where it go. All that other extra shit, we're not doing that. You're going to get the answer right then and there, because the way you breaking this shit down, it's taking up time. Got no time for that, nigga. I got to go to work just like you supposed to be at school, nigga. My life don't stop because motherfuckers want to plant shit in the air. I ain't got time for that shit. Like, you're going to learn this short division. You're going to learn this short addition. And we're going to keep it pushing, nigga. That's it. And I'm a parent. And I'm a parent telling y'all this. Like, the fuck?
Listen, I be stressed telling my dog to sit and he don't fucking listen. So I can't do that right now. Like, I'll be fried. I'll be fried. I ain't gonna lie. Super. Eventually, I'm gonna stop. But not right now.
I'm gonna stop for a while. After baby P come, I'm gonna stop for a while.
Oh, guess what, guys? I'm a god mommy.
Yeah, she's a god mommy.
I was made a god mommy on my birthday. I'm so excited.
Yeah, she was. I made her the godmother. My daughter made her the godmother.
So that means I gotta be chilled on my highness.
Cause I gotta be chilled on my highness. So gotta take somebody with you.
That's crazy.
Might as well go down the road with somebody I know for over 25 years.
All right, you're making me feel mad fucking old.
Yeah, I'm old too.
I'm still 21. But
yo, we at the 30-minute mark. That's it for the night.
Back. We going to come back to y'all. So we got Fed Up Fridays and we got...
It was something Sundays. Feel me? It was Saucy Sundays or Salty Sundays. It was something. Because it's the end of the week, it's the beginning of the week, and I know you salty about something. Mm-hmm. I know you salty. Let us know. I'll talk about it, you know. We might have the same opinion.
Back.
We might have the same opinion on this shit, kid. But, you know, Hafi Keish with the blunt talk. We say what we want, how we want. And if you don't like it,
oh well. Peace out.